If you could welcome, ladies and gentlemen, we're at Alexandria High School, round two. Coach Toll, I tell you what, it's going to be a wet night again.
It is, fourth week in a row, so I guess at least we've got some experience in wet conditions. And to be honest, it's a lot better than the alternative. We could be sitting in the bleachers watching two other teams playing. So bottom line is this, it's playing conditions like this, it's a mental game as much as anything. You got to be mentally tougher than the other team. So I told the kids last night, I said, you know, you can sacrifice 2.5-3 hours of being wet and cold for an opportunity to play for a sectional championship, or we can be done and we can turn stuff in on Monday. So hopefully kids listened, and hopefully we're mentally prepared to play tonight.
Coach got to mention, 10 games right now in the books. 5 games, you scored 42.
Yeah, that's we've mentioned that, but we'd love to be able to do that again. You know, I think the running clock has a lot to do with that. Honestly, it gets tough when you get up 4 or 5 touchdowns, and you don't have a ton of time in that second half. So there's only usually 3 or 4 possessions. So that's kind of where I think that has a lot to do with when we start pulling our kids. And but it is kind of strange, no doubt.
Coach got to mention, 3 teams in sectional 36 are rated Eastbrook, Tipton, and LaPel.
Much like last year, it's a very, very tough sectional. Lots of good teams. We were very fortunate to win it last year. Would love the opportunity to play for another one next week.
Coach, for whatever year he gets a sophomore, he's got 13 touchdown passes. Vince Powell has 6 of them.
Again, Vince is a sophomore trying to bring him along. The number I like the best is he's only got a couple interceptions. You know, that's what we told him tonight. The most important thing is ball security, take care of the ball. Let our defense play. Let our defense play and don't turn the ball over, and I think we should be in good shape.
In the backfield, you got Ty Carter, 9.8 average, almost 1,400 yards. He got 24 touchdowns on the ground. He's going to go tonight against number 6, the senior, Max Mazel Road. He's only scored twice through the season, getting 100-plus.
We obviously love Eli, and we're glad he's on our team, and would love to get him loose a couple times tonight in their secondary and see if they can catch him. But he's had a great, great senior year and deserves every bit of it. He works hard, and he puts in the extra work, and he's a gamer. He'll be ready to play tonight, no doubt.
I see a junior quarterback, junior class, number 11, Chance Martin. He's good in the air, but on the ground, he's negative.
He's a good athlete. He's a transfer from Elwood, so we know who he is, and we've played him multiple times, and have a lot of respect for his ability behind center. And you know, our secondary will have to do a good job, and you know, keeping their talent as receivers in front of us. So that'll be a nice challenge for us tonight.
Okay, I mentioned quarterback sacks. Kipper Barnett with 4, Jake Higgins with 4, and a freshman Cole Hussey with 3.
Glad you brought them up. It's Hussey and Higgins have probably been two of the biggest surprises for us this year. They've really stepped up to the plate and are really a big reason as to why we have stood out on the defensive side of football. I don't know that we were necessarily counting on the production that we've gotten out of them, you know, it certainly helps when those young kids step up and play a very vital role.
Coach, last thing I'll mention. Clyde was at the half staff last week, 2005. Got to mention Colin Powell. He drove the pace car in 2005 for the Indy 500. I'll mention in 2005, you took over for the Tipton Blue Devils. How's that been?
Been a long, it doesn't seem like 17 years ago, but it's a... I was at that race, so I always go, and so, no, that was very sad, but maybe a Blue Devil victory will make things better tonight.
Coach Powell, I'm so sorry.
All right, thank you.
We're going to walk this direction. That's Coach Aaron Pohl. Yes, he's a Powell, I'll tell you what. He's got a Powell on his football team. Where's number 3? That's Nate Powell. He's a senior. Plays offense and defense. 3 to 10 and interceptions with 3. And I'm 6 touchdown passes through the air. They've got a receiving core. They've got Aiden Toll. Aiden Toll with 3 touchdowns through the air. And they work pretty well. Eli Carter will catch a pass now and then. We're going to walk back around the track right now. That was an interview with Coach Aaron Pohl. We're thankful to get to speak to him. It is a blessing for sure. It's a rainy night right now. It's coming down. It's not coming down near as much as it did last week. And I should say over there at Western, last week it came down, and I should say over there at Lafayette Central Catholic, it was coming down cats and dogs. So we'll hope it'll stay clear tonight. Maybe it'll stop, and the rain is going to continue, they say. And I did walk out on the field. It's really saturated, especially at the 10-yard lines right in the middle. It's wet right there. They've got some dirt dry from the baseball field. They scattered it out on the 10s. They also scattered it out on the 40s, right there on the X. They scattered it out and tried to make that playable. I'm guessing the kickers tonight will not kick on the X. They'll shoot the tee left or right. I'll also mention the west. To the west right here, that's probably the worst footing to try a point after touchdown from the 10. They'll probably move it to the left to kick the PATs if they don't go for it. I'll mention to the east side of the field. It's pretty good. It's pretty good footing right there around the 10, straight away from the goalpost, that they still might move the block left or right if they go for point after touchdown via the kick. So we're going to walk back up in the press box, 25:47 on the pregame clock in Alexandria, hosting Tipton tonight, second round action at Alexandria High School. Say what, the athletic director was most instrumental, very kind gentleman. There will be two broadcast stations tonight's ball game. We'll walk back up this direction. Walking up the stairway right now. Got a good sound check. My wife, Paula, always doing well at home with me on the medium iPad, sometimes on the iPhone. So we're back up in the booth right now. We're going to set this down, plug in our headset. One moment, please. Okay, we're plugged in. Let's see if Paula can give us a sound check once again. And then we'll look for that. And then we're at Alexandria High School, round two. Sectional 36, class 2A. And right beside me is Mr. Sam Williams. We'll talk with him at halftime. He'll let us know who he thinks is going to win. And NFL, they've only played last night. The Packers got the win. I was kind of hoping they wouldn't. Vikings need some help. So we're waiting for sound check right now. Cleaning the glasses off. Pretty wet evening here at Alexandria High School. Both teams out on the surface getting ready for tonight's ball game. We'll have a pregame here in a moment. And we'll look for Paul to give us a sound check as we clean off and wipe off our components right here. Blue Devils at the east end of the field. Tigers at the west end. This is a north, excuse me, an east-west ball field. It's not real common. We were at Central Catholic a couple of weeks ago. They have an east-west football field. Mostly, they're north and south. Tipton's north and south. And we'll mention, we're waiting for the sound check right here. Hopefully she'll let us know. She says loud and clear right here on the headphones. So we'll begin. We'll talk a little bit about tonight's ball game. We'll let you know. Friday, the 22nd, last week, round one ended like this in Class 2A Sectional 36. The top of the bracket, it was Eastern and Eastbrook. Eastbrook got the win, 56-14. Eastbrook advances to tonight's ballgame
They'll go against LaPel. Well, Mickey LaPel got the win over Franklin, 40-18. In the bottom of the brackets, Tipton got the win over Blackford last week, 42-6. And Alexandria got the win over Elwood, 24-19. I understand Elwood was up 19-18 with 2 minutes left. Alexandria came across with a touchdown, got the win. Tonight, it's on the 29th of October, it's Tipton at 9-1 versus Alexandria at 4-5. We'll mention a little bit about each school. We'll let you know the Alexandria Tigers have a school enrollment of 461. They're Class 2A, sectional 36, 8 in this sectional. 4 of the 8 have already fallen out of Class 2A, sectional 36 in round 1 last week. The teams still going on is, the teams that fell out is Eastern, Franklin, Blackford, and Elwood. We'll let you know the principal at Alexandria High School is Tom Johns. The athletic director is Mickey Hosier. And I will mention, Alexandria High School is located at 1 Burden Court, Alexandria, Indiana, 46001. You can reach them by phone at 765-724-4413. As both teams jog in to the locker room, 6:40 on the wristwatch. They'll be back out probably about 10 minutes or so. And we'll also mention you can reach Alexandria Tiger High School on the web at amhsathletics.com. On the Twitter, at amhstigers. There were the colors, cardinal red and gold. They participate in the Central Indiana Conference. There are 8 teams in their conference. The order of finish is like this. Eastbrook, Mississinawa, Oak Hill, Madison Grant, Franklin, Alexandria, Blackford, Elwood. We'll mention the Alexandria Tigers are currently 4-5. They finished 2-4 in the Central Indiana Conference. They average 17 points per game offensively. They give up defensively 33.8. The head coach is Pete Gass. He's working in year number 13 right here at Alexandria High School. I have on good authority, my source is Scott Roland. He's an assistant coach. He tells me that Coach Pete Gass, with his 55th win last week, takes over as the winningest coach in Alexandria Tiger history. He's 55-80 in year number 13. He's an 18-year coach overall, 70 wins, 115 losses. He went to high school in Lafayette, 1988 graduate. College, he went to military, 1992 graduate. We'll mention the next game on the agenda. For the winner of this game will advance to next week's sectional final, Friday, November 5th. Right here at field surface is natural grass. And we'll mention the athlete of the month is Jawan Eccles. We'll learn a little bit about the Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devil High School, they have a school enrollment of 505. Class 2A, sectional 36, 8 in their sectional. 4 of the 8 teams tonight are participating in sectional 36 semifinals. As mentioned, the bottom of the bracket, top of the brackets, Eastbrook Panthers and LaPel Bulldogs tonight. Eastbrook at 9-0. They did not play on October 1st, probably COVID-related. And LaPel Bulldogs at 8-2. In the bottom bracket, it's Tipton Blue Devils at 9-1, taking on Alexandria Tigers at 4-5. The principal at Tipton High School is Rick Stilton. The athletic director is Corey Fernum. And the athletic secretary is Tammy Sullivan. Tipton High School is located at 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone, 765-675-7431. On the web, you can find them at TiptonAthletics.com. On Twitter, it's at BlueDevil_ FB. They wear the collars blue and white. They participate in the Hoosier Conference. The Hoosier Conference order of finish 2021 is like this. West Lafayette, Western, Tipton, Lafayette Central Catholic, Hamilton Heights, Rensselaer, Lewis Cass, Twin Lakes, Benton Central, and Northwestern. They play at Tipton Sports Complex. They play on natural grass. We'll mention the Blue Devils are currently 9 wins, 1 loss. They finished 3-1 in the Hoosier East. They won the crossover game versus Lafayette Central Catholic. We'll mention the Blue Devils average offensively per game 34.1 points. They give up defensively as an average 7.5. Head coach is Aaron Toll. Aaron Toll in his 17th season at Tipton High School, 128 wins, 65 losses. He went to high school at Tipton High School, graduated 1990, went to Indiana University, graduated 1995. We'll talk a little bit about the Hoosier Conference members. October 22nd, this is last week, this is first round results in sectional 36. I take that back, first round results in the Hoosier Conference. Class 3A, it was Brook Huff, 24. West Lafayette, 14. Class 4A was Indianapolis Ron Collins, 47. Western, 8. Class 2A, Tipton, 42. Blackford, 6. Class 2A, Lafayette Central Catholic, 53. South Vermilion, 20. Class 3A, Garrett Catholic, 21. Hamilton Heights, 20. Class 2A, Rensselaer, 52. North Newton, 8. Class 2A, Delphi, 28. Lewis Cass, 20. Class 3A, Hanover Central, 53. Twin Lakes, 20. Class 3A, Benton Central, they're going to play tonight. They got the bye last week. They're in sectional 25, Class 3A. They'll go against Hanover Central tonight. It'll be at Hanover Central. Class 3A, Fort Wayne Concordia, 48, Northwestern, 14. Hoosier Conference, that was 3 wins in the Hoosier Conference. 1 yet to be played, that'll be tonight, Benton Central, at Hanover Central. And we'll mention 5 Hoosier Conference teams are now out of the tournament. Now we'll talk about the Central Indiana Conference. This is from last week, October 22nd. Members first right here, this is first round results. Class 4A, sectional 20. Mississinawa, 49. Jay County, 0. Class 3A, sectional 27. Oak Hill, 63. Belmont, 42. Class 2A, sectional 36. Eastbrook, 56. Eastern, 14. Class 2A, sectional 36. LaPel, 40. Franklin, 18. Class 2A, sectional 36. Tipton, 42. Blackford, 6. Class 2A, sectional 36. Alexandria, 24. Elwood, 19. Both those teams, Central Indiana Conference members. In Class 1A, sectional 43. South Adams, 44. Madison Grant, 18. 7 games involving Central Indiana Conference members. 5 Central Indiana Conference members will go past first round with a win. So it's kind of breezy out there, 13:22 on the pregame clock. And we'll mention a little bit about both these teams. Offensively, the Blue Devils will start like this. At the center position, 6'2", 259, that's Nick Myers. He'll wear number 64. At left guard, it would be Sam Klein, 5'10", 190. He'll wear number 54. At left tackle, 6'1", 220. That's Dylan Hill. He'll wear number 59. At a right guard position, he's a senior, 5'11", 204. That's Bryce Kesterson. He'll wear number 66. At a right tackle, 6'4", 250. Skipper Barnett, he'll wear number 65. One of the wide outs will be 6'4" senior, Nate Powell. He'll wear number 3. Another wide out, 6'1", 170. That's Aiden Cole, another senior. He'll wear number 81. And at 6'7", 210 pounds, that's Sam Ridgway. He's a senior. He'll wear number 86. In the offensive backfield, the quarterback will be sophomore, number 2. Vince Hoover, he checked in at 6'3", 228. In the backfield, the running back, number 87, he's a junior, Eli Carter. He'll wear number 87, he's 5'9", 170. And we'll talk a little bit about the offense for Alexandria Tigers. Tigers will start like this. Center position, 5'8", 197. Caleb Coriel, he's a senior, he'll wear number 53. The left guard, 5'9", 237. Isaac Scott, he'll wear number 69, he's a junior. At a left tackle position, another senior, Cole Morris, 5'10", 185, he'll wear number 57. At a right guard position, 6', 289, Preston Bailey, he'll wear number 63, he's a sophomore. At a right tackle position, 6', 193, Truman Allhelm. Allhelm will wear number 77. Did I get that right, Allhelm? How's that? Help me out there. A-L-H-O-L-M. All right, we'll go with whatever. We'll try to say the same thing each time. All right, we'll go from there. And we'll mention split out. Split in will be number 16, 5'9", 176, Owen Thompson. Another split in, 5'10", 152, Abram May. He'll wear number 24. And in the backfield, quarterback Chance Martin. He's a junior. He'll wear number 11. He's 6', 164. At a halfback position, number 23, sophomore, Carson Cuneo. Cuneo got that right, got the head nod, good deal, from the wrestling coach. 5'11", 171, he'll play a halfback position. And the other halfback, you'll hear of his name quite a bit, number 7, he's a sophomore, Gabe McGuire, 5'10", 166, he'll play the slot. And in the backfield, running back, Max Nagelrod, 5'10", 170. Running back, I understand his uncle is the mayor of Alexandria. His name is Todd. Todd Nagelrod. So that's the offense for both sides. 9:54 o'clock moving. We'll get the defensive positions right now. We'll talk about the Blue Devils. They'll run with a three-man front, a 3-4 and 4 defensive backs. The nose tackle will be number 62. He's 5'10", 236, Giovanni Fuentes. And then we'll also mention as defensive end, left side, 6'3", 228, sophomore Vince Hoover. He'll wear number 2. At a right defensive end, 6'4", 250, Skipper Barnett. He'll wear number 65. Outside linebacker, left side, 6', 186. He's a senior, Drew Servies. He'll wear number 31. Inside linebacker, 6', 170. Another senior, Brogan London. He'll wear number 36. Another inside linebacker, Bryce Chesterson. He's a senior, 5'11", 204. He'll wear number 66. And at the right outside linebacker position, he's 6'7", 210. Sam Ridgway. He'll wear number 86. In the defensive backfield for the Blue Devils, left cornerback, you'll see number 88, Zane Goodrich. He's a junior, 5'8", 140. At the other cornerback position, number 87, another junior, Eli Carter, 5'9", 170. And at the two safety positions, 6'4", 185, you'll wear number 3, senior athlete, that's Nate Powell. At the other senior athlete, he's a safety. Aiden Cole wears number 81, 6'1", 170. Defensively for Alexandria, they'll work with a four-man front. They'll work 4-3-4. We'll mention the nose guard. That'll be the left tackle. Down lineman, 6'4", 312. Connor Etchison, he'll wear number 76. He's a junior. At the tackle position, right side, 6'5", 193. Austin DeVore, he'll wear number 64. At the left defensive end, another junior athlete, Isaac Scott, 5'9", 237. He'll wear number 69. at the right defensive end, sophomore Chase Alberts, 5'10", 163. He'll wear number 54. The linebacker crew, the middle linebacker, number 42, 6 foot, 158. He's a junior, Jason Keeley. At the left outside linebacker, number 23, Carson Cuneo. He's a sophomore, 5'11", 171. At the other linebacker, right side, he'll wear number 82, Leighton Ash, 5'9", 170. He's a senior. Left outside cornerback, we'll mention number 5, Cade Abshire. Abshire, 5'11", 170. He's a sophomore. At the right cornerback position, number 13, he's a junior, Jay Dillman. Jay Dillman, 5'10", 162. The safety positions, number 24, sophomore, Abram May. He's 5'10", 152. And at the other safety position, number 7, sophomore, Gabe McGuire, 5'10", 166. Game clock, I should say the pregame clock rolling down, 6:25. So we'll talk about some statistics, a little bit about the quarterbacks. Passing for Alexandria, Chance Martin, has thrown quite a few passes. He's completed 93 out of 165 thrown. He's thrown for 1,213 yards, 56% completion ratio. He throws for 134.8 per ball game. That's Chance Martin. He'll wear number 11. He'll be the quarterback. He's got 16 touchdown passes. He's given up 8 interceptions. His longest pass play, 66 yards. Chance Martin, 6 foot, 170. We'll talk a little bit about the quarterback for the Blue Devils. That's Vancouver. Vancouver, 54 completions for 218 yards. We'll mention that's 4 yards. I should just readjust there. I'm reading on the ground. We'll talk about it through the air. We're going to talk about the anthem right now. We'll set this down. Memorex, pretty good harmony, harmonizing well. Our national anthem never sounded better. We'll mention a little bit about passing game for Vancouver. He's 6'3", 228. Where's number 2? 59 for 91 pass targets, 937 yards, 65% completion ratio. He's thrown 13 touchdown passes this season, has only thrown 2 interceptions. His longest pass play, 69 yards. That was to Nate Powell several games back. He averages 15.9 per pass connection and per game 93.7. Going to be a wet evening tonight. The decent passing game, be a lot of running game. Surface is pretty damp. Pretty damp surface out there.
And they'll work it from there. I'm sure both coaches knew what was coming up this Friday night. About 52 degrees. And then the rain is supposed to not let up too much from the meteorologist checking out Brian Wilkes. I said, well, he knows pretty much. As a matter of fact, he's about the same age as me. But anyway, I'll be 55 next week. But anyway, that'll be before the November 15th. So they've got a pretty good crew up here. Several people in the press box. I know that the IOU channel 1350 is also here covering the ball game. If you aren't tuning in to AM 1350, and lights are off, we'll probably have to go with the camera here on the phone to see if we can get the things to show up here. And I'm going out for the coin toss. And they'll work it from there.
Can you keep that camera on or the light on for me?
So they're going to greet each other right there at midfield. There's a button to push somewhere.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, good job. Thank you. That's Michelle Garmin. She's sitting right beside me. You can check her out on Tipton Tribune. We are always thankful to sit by her. So they work it right there. So they'll kick off here momentarily. The clock gets you down. 52 seconds and counting down. So they're getting ready to play this game. I see the gentleman, probably the linebacker official. He's got the towel, and he'll cover up the football. And we're going to work from here. Lights are off in the press box. Hey, what, I was at LaPel one time doing a ball game. Their lights went off. I was not prepared. I had to run to the truck to get a flashlight. I'm just hoping this light holds on for the duration of the ball game. Clock going to empty out. 14 seconds on the game clock. Alexandria is going to kick. Tipton's going to receive. Alexandria is going to kick from the west to the east. That's from our right to our left. Blue Devils wearing all white, laced in blue. Alexandria with the burgundy jerseys and the gold pants. They're waiting for the whistle. Right-footed kicker. Going to kick away right there for 7. McGuire. Right there in the front. Powell takes it from the back side. He's been loose. He's across the 50. Inside the 40. Takes it into Alexandria territory to the Alexandria 32-yard line, maybe the 33, and Nate Powell with a good kickoff return puts the Blue Devils in good field position for their first possession of tonight's ballgame. So they'll spot it at the 33 from the right hash. Blue Devils in the huddle. Vince Hoover might have some scripted plays. I'm not sure. Powell already dirty. He's got mud on his pants from the first tackle of the ballgame. He's going to split out wide, short side of field. They'll go slot left. In the slot is Aiden Toll. Split out wide left is Sam Ridgeway. Single man in the backfield is Eli Carter. Eli Carter, right side. A shotgun quarterback, Vince Hoover. Calling the cadence. He'll take the snap. He's going to hand off first play. Eli Carter, he'll go right to left. He's open. He's going to work it in. He's going to take it all the way into the end zone. He'll go that left pylon. He likes that left pylon. And he first play from scrimmage is a score for Eli Carter. Let's try the point after. And then they're going to set up for the point after. They're going to try to kick it. That's probably the worst side of the field in terms of the surface there. It's not good. I walked out there. It's not good right there. That's the worst spot to kick from. But they're going to hold it. Aiden Toll. Nick Hughes is going to try the point after. Call him the cadence. There's a snap. There's the hold. The kick is up, and it's through the uprights. 7-0 contest.
Tipton in front. One play from scrimmage after the good kickoff return to the Alexandria 33-yard line by Nate Powell. So they'll just work from each sideline right there. We'll talk a little bit about the IHSAA Class 2A. Top 15 in Class 2A, lastly updated was October 26th. So we'll mention that number one is Fort Wayne Bishop Lures. They're 9-1 on the season. Number two is Eastbrook, 9-0. Number three is Linton Stockton at 10-0. Number four is Andrean at 7-3. Number five is Eastside at 10-0. Number six is Indianapolis Christina, 7-3. Number seven is Evansville Modern Day at 8-2. Number eight is Heritage Christian. Heritage Christian at 8-1. Number nine is Centerville, 9-0. Number 10 is Tipton, 9-1. We'll talk about this as the kickoff from Berg, Dakota Berg, and caught right there at the 16 on the return. Right there, out to the 30, across the 30. Spot him right there. Pretty wet area. You can see the water pop up right there on the tackle. Blue Devils is going to play defensively. Chase Higgins out there for the first defensive snap. So they'll work it right there from the 31-yard line. Clock stopped at 11:34. So they'll drive the football off and try to keep that foul over the top of it. I would hope so. Quarterback would be more than happy to keep the towel over it before the snap. So they'll work from the shotgun. Single man in the back. He'll split out wide left. They got a halfback left, halfback right. They'll hand off. Out across the 35-yard line to about the 36. Ball carrier Max Mazelrode. Mazelrode on the season. 122 carries. 597 yards entering this ball game. They'll work right there. Shotgun once again. They got a halfback left side. A split out wide right, short side of the field. From the right hash, split out wide left. Shotgun. They're going to hand off once again. Going to be stopped right there at the line of scrimmage. He's going to push backwards. Got some water coming up right there once again. Water surface right there on the grass. So he's going to get back to the, he's going to lose a yard on the play. 10:40 on the game clock. First quarter. So they'll work it from the right hash to keep the ball dry and respot it. Right there. Good for the center. Caleb Coriel, number 53. Shotgun. Dropping a throw. Pass play. Caught right here in the flat. It's going to be a first down. Making the tackle right there is Goodrich. Completes the first pass of the ball game. Number 24, Abram May. Abram May, a sophomore. As mentioned, several sophomores on this Alexandria team. There are 18 sophomores. And a good catch and a first down through the air. So they'll signal the plays in. Coach Pete Gass setting the record for Alexandria High School. 55th win last week. Going to dive up the middle of the field. They'll get inside the right hash. Hussey in there on the stop, along with Ridgeway. And also in on the stop for the Blue Devils, number 36, Brogan London. Brogan London enters tonight's ballgame with 127 tackles. He got 17 tackles last week. Split out wide left, working from the left hash. Shotgun, pass playing the flat. So they're going to call it a fumble. They're going to call it lateral. Ball's loose. Going to go out of bounds. And that was a close one. That was pretty close indeed. But they're going to call it a lateral. You can fumble, and the ball's finally kicked out of bounds. And it'll be a big loss on the play. So they'll re-spot it at the 38-yard line. So they'll spot it at 38. They're going to say it's going to be third down at about 23. Third and 23, they'll spot the ball from the right hash. Trying to pick up another first down. Probably going to go to the air right here. Third down. 23. Shotgun. Dropping the throw is Chance Martin. He'll work left side. He'll boss one out. A little bit underthrown. Going to get the backside of Goodrich. Goodrich with good position right there. Did not look back. But the ball hit Goodrich in the back right there. Everything's fine. So good. Bring that fourth down. Pretty good toss right there on a windy, wet evening by Chance Martin. He lost in one end, but Goodrich was right there on the play. So they'll get ready to punt this ball away. Punter going to be number 7, McGuire. Dave McGuire, he works pretty well in the punting game in the past, and it should say the kicking game. He's going to set back for about a 13-yard depth. Got a late personnel going to check out. And no call for 12 in the huddle. So they'll get the snap right here. Clock stopped at 9:09. Oh, high snap. He'll get the kick away, the punt away, I should say. It's going to go out of bounds on the Blue Devil sideline. It's going to go out of bounds near the 44. They're going to spot it near the 41 as they set up the coordinates. That's the south line judge and the umpire in the offensive backfield. So they walk up the sideline. He stops them when they line up. So the Blue Devils going to take over again in Alexandria territory for the second possession. They're spotted at the 40-yard line of Alexandria. Nosed up to the 40. 9:04 on the game clock. Slot right, split left. The Blue Devils, single man in the backfield, Eli Carter. Call him the snap right there, sophomore quarterback, Vince Hoover. He'll fake it. He'll work at left side. He's lost his footing. He faked it to Eli, went the opposite way. He didn't get back to the line of scrimmage. Footing is a definite problem tonight. Hopefully you wore the actual right cleats. And I think 5/8 is probably too long. I think they only allow half inch on a truant anymore. I remember I wore 5/8, but that was back in the mid-80s. Shotgun in the backfield right there with Vince Hoover. Left side of him, a little bit deeper, is Eli Carter. Slot right, split left is Ridgeway. They'll hand off to Carter. He'll go up the one hole. He's loose, trying to stay loose. He's going up the left sideline. That's the Blue Devil sideline. And he's going to lose the football. Wet night, going to happen. He lost the football, fumbled it away. It's going to be a turnover, but the Blue Devils are going to play defense. We'll double check here. Flag on the play. He stands a flag on the defense, so that's not going to happen. They're calling it a face mask, so they're working it right there. Flags on Alexandria. Face mask, probably a grazing of the face mask. Yep, it's going to be a 5-yard variety. So they'll give the ball. Tipton will not turn the ball over. They'll get to keep the football. And they'll spot it right there. And they're going to re-spot it. And Eli Carter going to get credit for a good run. 8:10 on the game clock. They're going to walk it off 5 more yards. They're about the 15-yard line. We'll double check where they spot it. Just trying to sort this out. So they'll work from there. And we'll double check. A little bit of a lengthy period. They're gonna move the chains. It'll be 1st and 10. And they're going to put the ball down near the 10-yard line. A 15-level double check here. Inside, we'll put it inside the 10. So Tipton, offense, still on the field. So a 5-yard face mask on Alexandria is all it took to get them to keep the football from fumble. They'll work it right there. 8:10 on the game clock, Tipton going to spread out offensively. They adjourned the huddle. Defense back out on the field for Alexandria. Some late personnel. They'll bring it back out. They're going to spot it just inside the 10. So they're working from there. Single man in the backfield, Eli Carter. They're going to drop the sticks. It's first to goal from just inside the 10. The official's still talking about that last play. And I'm not sure they're going to pick the ball up. They're going to move it again. So they're working it right there. 8 minutes, 10 seconds on the game clock. We're in the first quarter. Tipton already ahead, 7-0. They went one play from scrimmage from the 33 of Alexandria after the return, a good return by Nate Powell. So they're still talking this over. And they might have to do calisthenics again. I'm not sure. But they'll work from there. So they're going to blow the whistle. Play clock is begun. First and goal from the 10 of Alexandria. Shotgun formation. Vince Hoover. Single man in the backfield. Eli Carter split out wide left. It's Nate Powell. Slot right to keep the ball himself. That's Vince Hoover. He's going to dive forward left side. He got in the end zone. And Vince Hoover scores the second touchdown. It's a nice ball game. Vince Hoover puts it in. That's touchdown number 6 on the ground for Hoover. They're trying to point after. It's 13-0. They'll set it up at the 10. And they'll work it from right there. They'll spot it. They'll put the block down. That's Nick Hughes. Nick Hughes is going to punch it through. 7:51, one untimed down for the Blue Devils. Asking for the ball, he put on the block. Hitch is up and good for Nick Hughes. Nick Hughes, pretty good kicker. Nick Hughes now 44 of 46 on the season. Puts it through the uprights. And the Blue Devils and Alexandria will take another breather. They'll work from their opposite sidelines. They'll work from there. We'll mention, again, Class 2A, IHSAA Top 15. At number 10, Tipton, they're 9-1. At number 11 is Speedway, 8-2. Number 12, Lafayette Central Catholic, at 6-4. Number 13 is Monrovia, for a 7-3. LaPel is at number 14. They're 8-2. And Triton Central at number 15. They're 6-4. Presently on the season. They're going to put the ball on the tee once again. He's moving to his left. That's Dakota Ferg. Doesn't want to put it out there in the middle. Pretty wet area right there with the dirt dry. So they're waiting for the whistle. 7:51 on the game clock. We're in the first quarter. Tipton in front, 14-0. Dakota Ferg. It's an end under end. He's taking at the 25. I should say at the 15. Tackle on the play. You're going to bring him backwards. And a pretty good tackle right there. Credit the tackle. Number 28, Clark Rodeball. And Drew Serby's in on the tackle. Got some help here. Got a good spotter. Got to work. It's tough, but thank you very much. So Drew Serby, is he wearing 31 tonight? He told me last week he was going to wear 31 tonight. He wore 54 the most of the two previous games. He says he's worn 6 numbers in his 4 year of high school. So they'll work for the shotgun. Chance Martin, number 11, 6'1", 164. They'll take this mad pass play. Left side over the intended target. Trying to find Gabe McGuire. McGuire, 5'10", 166, just above his head. You know that ball is wet. And it wasn't much above his head, but uncatchable for himself. Clock stopped at 7:41. Second down 10. Alexandria will go straight to the line of scrimmage. They'll get the plate signal there. So they'll go shotgun once again, pretty close to a pistol. They're going to hand off to that side. Blue Devil's going to hit him in. That's Carson Cuneo, where's number 23. Tackle on the play. In there on the stop was Aiden Cole. And Serby's already getting pretty muddy right there. You can barely see his number on his back. That front side looks good. 31. And they'll work it from the left hash. Alexander from the left hash. Ball spotted just beyond the 25. That's the 25 and a half. Shotgun formation. Single man in the backfield. He'll get the handoff. They go left side one hole. They'll get about a 2 yard gain. Blue Devils right there. Brogan London. Also, Chase Higgins in on the stop. And also in on the stop was Fuente. And then worked it right there. It's going to be third down. Take that back. Fourth down. Fourth down about 13. They'll back up in punt formation. Again, the punter for Alexandria is Gabe McGuire, sophomore. Gabe McGuire, his average is 33.8. They're going to get snapped this time. They'll boot it around. He'll boot it. Be caught in the air. Nate Powell, he dropped the football, pick it back up at the 37. He'll be loose. He's going to get across midfield, across the 40, inside the 42, about the 38-yard line. Sometimes dropping the football can open up some holes in front of you, and it pretty much did right there for Nate Powell. So they'll work it from there, and Blue Devils will take over to the third possession. Out near the 39. So 39-yard line from the left edge. Blue Devil's going to run trips to the right. Split out wide left is Sam Ridgeway. Split out wide right is Aiden Cole. Along with Nate Powell. And Drew Serving. We'll double check. Shotgun formation. Vince Hoover. Pass play to flat right side. Double screen to Nate Powell. Powell's going to pick up another first down. He'll take the ball throughout the 25. Good block out front. Levi Burgess. Also blocking out front. Number 81, Aiden Cole. They'll move the chains. They'll line it up again from the right hash. They'll drop and drive the football off. They'll reset it. I'm thinking that the rain is about excited right now. Yeah, the rain's still coming down, pretty light. And then they'll work it from right there, first and 10, from the 26th of Alexandria. In the backfield is Eli Carter, along with Vince Hoover. Vince Hoover got some mud on his backside. Call him the Cadence. Trips to the left, set out wide right. They hand it off to Carter. They'll go five holes. He's got room to run. He's trying to make that pylon again. And then he has his second touchdown of the ball game. That is number 87, Eli Carter, from 26 yards out. Carter picks up his 25th touchdown of the season on the ground. So it's a 20-0 contest. We're in the first quarter. 5:09 on the game clock, stationary for the point after. Again, the holder, Aiden Cole. Set the kick is Nick Hughes. Nick Hughes, 44 of 46. I'm trying to make it 45. There's the boot. Has some length to that one. It's good. 45 of 47 on the season. They'll work it right there. And the Blue Devils and Alexandria will huddle up once again on opposite sidelines. And we'll remind you, this game is being brought to you by PutMeInSports.com. Beginning in 2008, PutMeInSports.com has been bringing internet radio high school sports to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. Football in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils, basketball this winter with the Tipton Blue Devils, and baseball each spring with Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports, and we thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. So both teams out on the surface right now. Set to kick off once again, Dakota Ferg. Dakota Ferg going to boot it away. Dakota averages 42.2 kicks. And he'll be taking off, taking this right there at the 15. He'll run straight forward. The Blue Devil's going to slow up his progress. They're going to give him forward progress out to the 27-yard line. So Nasal Rod, Rangel Road, and the ball carrier. 5:01 on the game clock. So start it right there. This possession. Kenneth Martin back in the ball game. Junior athletes. A great huddle. A step up in a shotgun formation. Single man in the backfield. He's pretty muddy. They'll line up to the slot right, split left. Gonna hand off. Gonna take the handoff. We'll play action. Gonna roll left. And roll, gonna get out of bounds. Chance Martin. Gonna get what he could, but didn't want to take a hit. Got out of bounds in a hurry. Brogan London was right there. 4:54 clock stops. He went out of bounds. It's going to be little to no gain. It's going to be second down. And they'll respot it about the 27, 28-yard line. First and 10, no gain. And they're going to mark off five. Not sure what's happening here. There's going to be an illegal block in the back. Called against Alexandria. They mark off 10 yards. And that box over there, I'm not quite sure. Unless he's guessing right. So 10 yards from the flag. 10 yards mark off from where the flag lay. And they'll take it back. So they'll line up in shotgun. Chance Martin going to take the handoff. Let's just say the snap. He'll go forward. They go right side about the four hole. He'll pick up a couple, but not much more. Clock moving, 4:47. In the first quarter, 21-0, Tipton in front. Personnel, substitution, right there. 24, Abram May back in the ballgame. Abram May is a split end. Another sophomore ball player. So they'll line up in a shotgun once again. Single man in the backfield. Number 6, Max Nagelrode. Snap, drop the snap on the shotgun. He'll take it himself. And he'll be hemmed in right there. Chase Higgins in on the stop. Also, Hussey, Cole Hussey in on the stop. Loss on the play. He'll spot the ball back to the 10-yard line. Digressing on this possession of the Tigers. The line up from the left hash. Third down and a mile. Pass play. There's a right side to McGuire. McGuire makes the catch. He tries to work up the sideline. And going to be a face mask. And that wasn't pretty. So they're going to spot him right there. The flag lay. And they're going to give him a... We'll see what that's going to happen. And they'll personal foul, face mask, Tipton. Horse collar, there we go. We couldn't see from here, and it looks pretty rough. Horse collar against the Blue Devils. They're going to mark off 15 right there. 3:28 on the game clock, first quarter. We're going to walk it off right now. Not going to get them a first down by penalty. They're going to take it in between the sticks, just barely. It's going to be third down and about 7. So third and 7 after the horse collar on the tackle out of bounds. McGuire, third down, 7. 3:28 on the game clock. Ball's just across the 30 to about the 31-yard line. Third down, back in the ballgame. Abram May bringing the play in to Chance Martin. They'll break huddle. Clock rolling, 3:20 left. Calls at the 31-yard line. Third down, they need 7. Shotgun formation, they'll go motion. Near side. Flag on the play. It's going to be timeout called by Alexandria. Alexandria calls timeout prior to the snap. They'll talk it over. Blue Devils will talk it over. They'll go opposite sidelines. And we'll mention a little bit about the National Football High School stats in passing. Passing leaders, these three top leaders right here, they've been changing places throughout the season. We'll mention a junior quarterback out of Western Brown High School in Mount Obrab, Ohio. He wears number 2. He's 6'5", 185. He's thrown for 3,965 yards. That's in 10 games. Some simple math. That's 396.5 yards per ball game average. He's thrown 244 completions, 360 attempts. He's throwing 68% completion ratio. He's thrown for 44 touchdowns in just 10 games. He's only thrown 6 interceptions. He's a junior. Back in live action, timeout's over. From the 31-yard line, third down 7. Shotgun formation for Chance Martin. Nozel Road in the background. There goes motion away. They give it to McGuire. They're going to give it back to Nozel Road. He'll dive forward. They'll get close to first down yardage. Going to be close. They're stopping the clock. They'll take a visual of this, see if they need to bring the sticks out, but I'm not sure. They're going to say just shy of the first. It's going to be fourth down. And Alexandria is going to go for it from their own 37-yard line. They set the ball down, 2:56, clock moving. We're in the first quarter. Shotgun, Chance Martin. Got a wing right, and Blue Devils almost jump right there. They stay behind the line. They work the shotgun cadence right there. Martin, he'll go forward. He's probably not going to get there. Might have go forward. Maybe that last effort might have gotten him the first down. Chance Martin, the ball carrier from the shotgun. They needed one to go from the shotgun. 2:33 left. And he didn't get the first down. So Blue Devils offense back on the field. They're checking this out. We'll see if they're going to bring the sticks in. Not sure. They'll work from there. The Blue Devils offense on the field. So Blue Devils take over from the Alexandria 37-yard line after the fourth down play from Alexandria. Shotgun formation, single man to backfield. There's the whistle. Play clock begins. 2:33 on the game clock. Shotgun gets Hoover. He'll drop the throw. Looking left, going to let one go. Going to loft it down. It's going to be caught. Diving across the end zone. Touchdown. And Nate Powell picks up touchdown number 7 on the season through the air. 37-yard pass play from Vince Hoover. Pardon? Okay. I just got out of this. Okay. Really? It said 10 games. It said 10 games for him. I think that's number 7 in the air this year. There's the holder, Aiden Powell, and Nick Hughes puts it through the uprights. Nick Hughes, 46 of 48 on the season for point after touchdowns. And Kitchen going to kick off once again. 2:24 left. And Michelle Garman tells me that Max Preps, Blue Devils might not have got the correct stats for him just for receiving receivers. So They'll work on that. I'm sure it'll happen good this week. The rain's coming down a little bit sideways. Same size drops as the last couple of weeks. They're small pellets. Yeah. Perfect. So, Michelle Garmin, she's one of the best. If you don't believe me, just ask him, Mr. Ogden. He told me that, and he don't lie. Here comes the boom from Dakota Furs, end under end. Could be taken near the 15 to go up the field. He'll be met right there. Tackle on the play. They'll start it right there, Alexandria. 2:17 left here in the first quarter. They're going to spot it right there near the 32-yard line. It's a muddy mess out there. You can tell the foot patterns already. Tell you what, right there near the 30-yard line of Alexandria, there's a lot of mud taking place. Right there as the rain comes down. So they'll jog up to the line of scrimmage. They're using the huddle now. They'll go Chance Martin in the backfield, shotgun quarterback. They'll go wing left, wing right. Put out wide left, wide right. The snap's tough to get. Gonna have to dive on it right there. He's on the surface. Chance Martin in the snap was mishandled. I'm sure that ball was already wet. The center. A difficult deal right there trying to get it back to him. Caleb Coriel. 5'8", 197. Tell you what, a wet night like this, you can't really point blame very far. 1:37 clock moving. Shotgun. Dropping the throw. Chance Martin. Pass play in the surge of air. It's intercepted by Aiden Toll. Tolden picks up the interception. Aiden Toll picks up his second interception of the season. And he'll return it. They'll return it about the 25-yard line. And they'll go from there. Blue Devils get the ball back. And they'll take it over the 25 of Alexandria. So they'll respond right there, left hash. Ball pops up off the receiver. Aiden Toll, right place, right time. Picks up the football out of the air. Shotgun, Vince Huber. Single man in the backfield, Eli Carter. Sam Ridway split out wide right. They'll give it to Eli. They'll take it to, they'll get it back to Eli. He's going to juke and jive, and he's going to get possible first down yardage right there. Just inside, they will. He'll pick it up by a yard. They'll spot it at the 14-yard line. And they'll get a new set of downs, first and 10. Will the Blue Devils. 1:18 clock moving. We're in the first quarter. 28-0. Kitchen in front. It's a rainy night. Love a rainy night. That's what Eddie Rabbit says. Shotgun formation. Vince Huber. Eli Carter in the backfield. He'll get the handoff. Take it back. It's Sutter Griffin. Sutter Griffin goes left side. Five hole. Sutter Griffin picks up yardage. And Vince Huber going to jog over to the sideline and pick up the next play. Sutter Griffin going to pick up six. Six on the drive play. They'll go left side. They break huddle. 40 seconds in counting. First quarter. Then it goes slot left. Shotgun formation. Eli Carter back in the backfield. Quarterback snapping to be taken by Huber. He'll hand it off to Eli Carter. He'll go towards the pylon. He's in the end zone once again. He loves that left goal line pylon. That's one of his favorite runs. And he'll pick up another touchdown. Eli Carter picks up number 26 on the season. 26 on the ground for Eli Carter. 2021 campaign. A junior athlete, junior class member. Clock stops at 21 seconds. Point after, one untimed down. Nick Hughes is going to try to boot it through once again. Aiden Toll, the holder. They're calling for the snap. Good snap, good hold. Boot. is going to be inside the left upright and good. Kicked it pretty low, got inside the left upright. You don't rate them, you just count them. And that's five for five in this quarter for Nick Hughes. 47 for 49 on the season. So they'll work it right there, boot it away. So they'll work from there. 21 seconds left. So they'll set the ball up right there and work it left of the middle. Does Dakota Ferg. Better ground out there, but it's becoming not so better. And you'll spot the ball right there. It's almost vertical. So Dakota Ferg going to kick off. Fit soccer style, 7-yard approach. There's the approach. End under end. Going to be taken at the 20-yard line. He'll dive it up the middle. He did a pretty good return right there out to the 38-yard line. In on the tackle, Blue Devils. As Serbies makes the stop. And they'll spot it right here at the 38-yard line. 15 seconds left. They're going to spot it just outside the 38, about the 38.5 from the left hash. So 15 seconds to the line of scrimmage, Alexandria. Spit out wide left. Number 24, Abram May. Got slot right. From the left hash. Through the backfield, along with Chance Martin. He's going to hand off to the deep back. Should go across the 40. He'll dive out to the 41-yard line. And the first quarter clock is going to empty out. 4 seconds, 3, 2, and they'll both take a breather. 1 quarter gone by. Blue Devils in front, 35-0. Alexandria's possession when we come back. It'll be a second down play. And we'll also remind you, National Football High School stats for passing. This is in the nation, top three. We've mentioned Drew Novak. Drew Novak, 3,965 yards. Number two position is number 22. He's played in 10 ball games. Devin Brown. Devin Brown, he goes to Corner Canyon High School in Draper, Utah. He's 6'3", 195. He's thrown for 3,557 yards. That's 355.7 per game average. He's thrown 172 completions, 261 targets, 66% completion ratio. He's thrown 40 touchdown passes in the air, 11 interceptions. He's a senior class member. Third position in national passing. He wears number 12 in 10 ball games. That's Devin Watson. Devin Watson, 6'1", 175. He's from Summit Academy High School in Bluffdale, Utah. We'll get back to that in a moment. Second down play. Second and 8 for Alexandria. They're not going from our left to our right. They're going from the east to the west. Pitch, going to go left side on the shotgun. He'll dive it. They get out of bounds. Tackle May. They drop the sticks. Good idea, dropping the stick. Back in the day, preseason game, Bubba Smith. They didn't drop the stick for Bubba preseason. He broke his arm. He was out for the season. So they drop the sticks now in NFL. They'll work it right there. It's going to be third down 4. Ball's just right, just inside right side of the left hash. Slot right, slot left. Pass play. High pass going to be, couldn't bring it in. Right near the bread basket, I should say. Try to get that pass play to number 16, Owen Thompson. He's a senior, 5'9", 176. Couldn't bring it in. Fourth down 4. Got some personnel changes out on the surface for Alexandria. Tipton going to drop back with Nate Powell, the deep man. Back to punt once again, number 7, Dave McGuire. McGuire's longest punt of the season, 48 yards. He's going to stand back at about 11 yards. Snaps good. He'll boot it away. The punt is going to bounce once, twice. Nate Powell's going to pick it up. Near the 11, he'll go right side, trying to break some pass tackles. He's out to the 34-yard line on the return. About a 24-yard return for Nate Powell. Had to backtrack, pick the ball up. Got a lot of that on his own. Had some blocking out front. 11:37 on the game clock. Blue Devils going to take over after the punt. They're going to have it at the right hash. Pretty wet area over there. See if Coach Dustin Shear calls some plays towards the Blue Devil sideline. A little bit better footing. Going to jog up to the line of scrimmage. Nick Myers, center, over the ball now. Going to line up in a shotgun. Single man to backfield. Got a back right behind the left tackle. They're going to hand off. Right side, they call it Eli Carter, the ball carrier. Takes it out beyond the 40. They're trying to spot it there at the 41, and they will. It'll be a good play. They'll pick up six, maybe six and a half on the carry for Eli Carter. It's going to be second down and three, a long three. They're spotted out near the 42. So Blue Devils see the line of scrimmage. Split out wide left is Aiden Toll. Slot left side is Nate Powell. They got a slot right side. Right side and short side of field. Shotgun. I'm going to hand off again. Some dive into Alexandria territory. Eli Carter. Pretty quick to the hole. So they'll take it to Alexandria's side of the 50. They'll spot it at the 43-yard line. Near the 42.5, 43. They'll work it from the right hash. Very wet surface out there, middle of the field. See a lot of puddles out there, and grass is kind of missing. So they'll line a slot left, split right. Sam Ridgway. Shotgun snap going to be given right there on Sutter Griffin, I believe the ball carrier. Will double check. He's going to get a first down. They call it Carter, Eli Carter. And they'll get another first down. Sutter Griffin was the ball carrier. I thought it was a little bit whiter shirt on the backside. Not much. But Sutter Griffin wearing that mud pretty good himself. So they'll take it to the 27-yard line. 27-yard line for the Blue Devils. 9:37, clock moving. Blue Devils in front, 35-0. Shotgun formation, Vince Hoover. Nate Powell, near side, split out wide left. Timeout on the surface. Blue Devils call their first timeout at 9:20. So we're in the first half, we're in the second quarter. Blue Devils driving, ball spotted at the 27-yard line of Alexandria. Again, number three passer in the nation. Where's number 12? It's Devin Watson. He attends school at Summit Academy High School in Bluffdale, Utah. 6'1", 175. He's thrown for 3,535 yards. That's 353.5 yards per game average. 237 completions, 364 targets. That's 65% completion ratio. He's thrown 41 touchdown passes in the air. He's been intercepted 12 times. He plays baseball and football. He's calling the players back to the line. Timeout complete. Blue Devils call the timeout. They've got two left. Alexandria, I believe, with two of their own. They'll work it from the 27-yard line. Shotgun formation, Hoover. Sutter Griffin, right side of him, single man in the backfield. He'll get the handoff. Don't fake it. And Vince Hoover is going to dive forward. He's going to be caught right here at about the line of scrimmage. No gain. 9:10 clock moving. No gain. It's second down 10. from the right hash. They'll be spotted at the 27-yard line. Blue Devils, Brent Tuttle, they're at the line of scrimmage now. Blue Devils showing a lot of mud on their uniforms. Shotgun formation, Vince Hoover. Single man in the backfield is Sutter Griffin. Slot left, split right, they'll give it to Griffin. He'll go left side. He goes five hole. He's open. He's got a pass to the end zone. He'll be caught inside the five. Sutter Griffin, the ball carrier, going to take it to the five. They'll spot him just inside. The five is going to be first and goal. Tipton. Tipton's going to huddle and call the play. Play coming in via the legs of Vince Hoover, sophomore quarterback. Big guy at 6'3", 228. He can almost pass as Carson Wentz out there. Almost. Carson Wentz about 6'5". Shotgun. Single man in the backfield, Sutter Griffin. Left side is Hoover. Going to dive it forward. Vince Hoover going to go left side. Sutter Griffin leads away. He goes five-hole, finds the goal line. Vince Hoover puts it in. 41 points on the board. They'll try the point after touchdown. Vince Hoover now with 7 touchdowns on the ground this season. They'll try it. A new kicker. Mozell will check. Nope, it's going to be 25 right there. Nick Hughes. 5-5, trying to make it 6-6. Aiden Cole checks with him. He'll ask for the snap. He'll put it on the block. Nick Hughes, a good boot, right through the uprights, dead center. So Nick Hughes on the season, 48-50. It's a 42-0 contest, 8:01 left here in the second quarter. Blue Devils in front. We'll talk about rushing. National football stats for rushing. Top 3 at number 1. He wears number 21. He's played in 9 games. Deshaun Bishop. He's 5'11", 191. He attends Carnes High School in Knoxville, Tennessee. Right now for the season, he's rushing for 2,607. At 289.7 yards per game average. Per carry, 7.7. He's carried the football 338 times in 9 games. He's got 26 touchdowns on the ground. He has fumbled 8 times in 338 carries. That's Deshaun Bishop from Carnes High School in Knoxville, Tennessee. Going to boot the ball away right here. It's going to be Dakota Furr. He gets the whistle. Here's the approach. End under end. It's going to be taken back inside the 20-yard line. About the 18 on the return. They'll get it out to the 40. Pretty good return right there. They'll put the ball in play right there. And then pretty good return for Alexandria. So they'll put in play near the 40-yard line. They'll work it from the left hash. Clock stops, 7:54, change of possession. They'll bring in there the muddy portion of the field. It'll be hard to get footing right there. And there's the whistle. Play clock begins. Single man in the backfield. Chance Martin, the quarterback. Slot right, split left. Martin's going to pitch it, left side. He's going to take up about a yard and a half. So they'll move it right there on the ground with Max Navelrode. Navelrode wears number 6, 5'10", 170. He's a senior class member. He's put the ball in the end zone 4 times this season. Spotted out to the 41. Second down, 9 for Alexandria. The lineup in a slot right. Split left, shotgun quarterback Chance Martin. Single man in the backfield is no Navelrode. Dropping a throw, rolling right. Going to pass it back, screen play. Ball's loose, it's going to be incomplete. They're calling it incomplete. So it's going to bring up a 3rd down 9 play. just across the 42 to 41. They'll respot it. Clock stopped at 7:02, and we're in the second quarter, and we're at Alexandria High School, round two, sectional 36, class 2A. Getting the play from the sideline. They'll line up to the split right side. Split right side is Owen Thompson. They got a slot right side. They'll work the wing, the H-back, right side is shotgun. Single man in the backfield is Nagel Road. Split left. Going to kill the play, flag on the play. It's going to be delay a game. Delay a game against Alexandria. Play clock just broke right there. And right on top of it was the umpire behind the offensive unit. So it'll be a 5-yard mark off. Going to bring up third down 14. So they're going to pick the flag up, call it nothing. Some time went off the clock. Are they going to respot the clock? So time went off the clock, and realistically, they should put some time back on. But they're going to go forward. Ball's respotted at the 41. It's third down 9. Shotgun, Chance Martin. To his left is Nagel Road. Too close to a pistol right here, 3 yard. Dropping the throw, we lost his footing. Chance Martin fell. Trying to make a pass right side. Might have been looking for Thompson. He slipped to the surface. And they'll jog off the field. Hunting unit back out. So, they'll punt formation once again. Dave McGuire, sophomore punter. McGuire 5'10", 170. He's going to line up about 8 yards, 9 yards deep. Blue Devils might be going for this one. 6:18 clock moving. McGuire calling for the snap. High snap. Going after it. Didn't get to it. Almost got to the punt. Ball goes out of bounds. Going to go inside the 40 near the 38-yard line. 6:06 on the game clock. Blue Devils take over. It'll be first and 10 for the Blue Devils at the Blue Devils 38-yard line. So, Blue Devils at the line of scrimmage. In the huddle right now, 6:06. And they'll work from there, from the 38-yard line. So they'll work from right there. First and 10, Blue Devils. Vancouver in the backfield. Shotgun quarterback. To his left, single man in the backfield. Slot left, split right. Snap comes in, the handoff. Eli Carter. Carter across the 40 to about the 42. They're going to call it the 41 and a half. And they'll spot it right there at the 41. So they're going to spot him at the 41 and a half. Second down, call it 8. So they'll work it right there. Blue Devils break huddle. Going to line up in a slot, left side. Wide left is number 8, Eli Carver. Single man in the backfield. Vancouver quarterback. Shotgun snap, pass play. Double screen left side. Aiden Toll makes the catch. Good block out front by Eli Carver. Stepping on the boundary line right there. Aiden Toll going to step out just across the 50-yard line. About the 50 and a half. Clock stops at 5:16. Going to place it right there at the left hash. Going to drive the football off. They're going to go nose it right up to the 50-yard line. It's first and 10, Blue Devils. Spread out wide left, Aiden Cole, slot right. Take that back to Goodrich. Spread out wide left. Single man in the backfield. Now we're going to dive play. Going to be a keeper for Hoover. Going to pick up about 3 on the carry. a spotting just inside the left hash. Clock moving, 4:47. He spotted at the 42-yard line of Alexandria. So to the line of scrimmage, Blue Devils. Slot left, split right. Split right is Goodrich. Single man to backfield, Sutter Griffin. Ben Huber. Snap, and hand off. To go left side, he caught back behind the 50. Sutter Griffin, the ball carrier. Diving through right there, good tackle, number 76, Connor Etchison. Connor Etchison, 6'4", 312, a member of the junior class, started this game with 42 tackles on the season. 3:54, clock moving. The spotted at the 49 of Gibson. Going to be third down, about 11. Six not quite set on the ball. Looking from the left hash, Ben Suber in the shotgun. Twin to the left, going to slot left side, slot right, single man in the backfield. Looks to be serving. Serving's going to block. There's going to be pass play, a little bit tall. Incomplete, looking for Eli Carver. Pretty tall pass, pretty difficult pass to get a feel for. Ball wet. But throwing good passes in the pregame. Number two, Ben Suber, looking pretty fine in the pregame. So I'm going to drop back. First punt of the ball game for the Blue Devils. I'm going to snap it from the 49 of Pitton, standing on the 35 for the Blue Devils. I'm going to put the punt ball in there. 3:24. Clock stopped after the incompletion. 14 yards deep. Snaps, a lofty snap, he'll boot it out of there. It's going to bounce. Is it going to make the end zone? No. Blue Devils going to slide on it. Their first touching is going to be right there. First touching going to be inside the five. And Alexandria going to have a long way to go on this possession. 3:13 on the game clock. And we'll see where they spot it. Maybe the 5-yard line. So it's going to be 1st and 10, Alexandria. 3:13 left. Going to work it right there. So Chance Martin into the huddle with the play from the sideline. Ball just inside the left hash. Going to line up in a slot right. In the slot, right side is McGuire. Thompson spread out wide right. They're going to hand off. Blue Devils going to stop him. Safety has been recorded by the Blue Devils. So Nasal Road had no pass, and the Blue Devils score 2 on the safety. So Alexandria is going to have a choice. They can punt it out of there from the 20, or they can kick off from the 20. Blue Devils 2 points, 44 on the board for Tipton. And we'll talk about the rushing department, national football rankings. We'll talk about number 22, Brendan Patrick. He's a junior from Butler High School, Butler, Missouri. He's 5'9", 160, 2,407 yards. That's 267.4 average, 9.4 per carry. He shares the ball 257 times. He's carried it into the end zone 32 times. That's number 22, junior athlete. Brendan Patrick from Butler High School in Missouri. The Blue Devils are going to line up. They're going to put the deep men, Nate Powell, Eli Carter, near the 30-yard line. They're going to kick it and get a quick kick and hit the fourth row. It's going to be picked up right there by Eli Carter. He's going to go left side. He's going to get out of bounds. He's going to bring it out of bounds near the 40-yard line of Alexandria. Eli Carter with about a 25-yard return. The Blue Devils will take over first and 10 after coming up with a safety against Alexandria. You don't see that play very often. First time the Blue Devils this season have recorded a safety. They'll spot it at the 40 from the left hash. A mature huddle will break out of there. First and 10, 2:57 left. Here in the second quarter. Slot right, from slot left, short side of field, split right. Shotgun snap off the fingertips. He'll dive back on it, does Vince Huber. He'll have to dive across the 50, secure it at the 49. Going to be a loss of 11 on the play. It's going to be second down, 21 for Tipton. Timeout on the field. Got a guy on the surface for the Blue Devils. They're checking on him. Blue Devils come over in a hurry. Timeout on the field. And they'll work it from right there. 2:39 on the game clock. We're in the second quarter. Got a lot of folks taking knees. Kneel down. That's some signifies prayer for this young man. And they'll talk it over right there and check on him. He's in some pain. It's a lower leg injury. He's grimacing. Grimacing on the surface. Right there. They're working on him right there. 2:39 left here in the second quarter. Going to help him to his feet. He's going to be walking off the surface. No, it's not Ridgeway. He's going to walk off. He's going to limp off. I'm not going to mention who he is till I know. 2:39 on the game clock, and he's going to walk off the surface right there. 44-0 contest. Late in the second quarter, he's going to be met right there by a group of Blue Devils. A lot of classmates, a lot of teammates wishing him well. He's walking off gingerly, coach at each arm. And I know he'll get over there and Coach Burke will check him out. We'll hope the best for him. He's got some type of leg injury or left leg. He's got a knee brace on the leg. It's like a strap. So they'll check on him. Ball's going to be spotted at the 50-yard line from the left hash. Clock is rolling once again. Hoover in from the sideline with the play. Blue Devils adjourn. From the left hash clock moving 2:25. Play clock is 7. Split out wide left. Tight end left. Shotgun. Going to hand off. Ball carrier Sutter Griffin. Sutter Griffin moves it inside to Alexandria's territory. They'll get a first down. They'll roll the clock as they reset. Not quite a first down. Clock still moving inside 2 minutes. 34-yard line. They'll spot it at the left hash. So they'll work it right there. Shotgun. They'll go slot right. Goodrich in the slot. Split out wide right is Aiden Toll. Left side is Eli Carver. Shotgun handoff to Griffin. He'll go left side. He's trying to break contain. He'll be pushed out of bounds. They're going to keep him in bounds. Clock's going to move. 1:25 on the game clock. Sutter Griffin with another good run during the first half. Going to bring that fourth down. Fourth down, they're going to call it 2. Fourth and 2 for the Blue Devils. They're going to spot it at the 30-yard line. Alexandria sticked at 31, Alexandria territory. From the left hash. Clock is under a minute. Shotgun, Vince Huber. in the backfield, Cedar Griffin. Slot right in the slot, excuse me, slot left is Aiden Toll. Spin out wide right. Goodrich to hand off to Cedar Griffin. He's going to pick up necessary yardage. Griffin picks up a first down. They'll stop the clock. They'll move the chains. 40.9 left. Blue Devils going to have first and 10 from the left hash. Ball can be spotted at the 26-yard line. They'll keep a dry ball in the ball game and start the clock 27 seconds. Blue Devils at the line of scrimmage. 13 seconds on the play clock. Spit out wide left is Goodrich. Slot right to hand off. Again, we're slipped down. A lot of water there, slipping down. Cedar Griffin. Clock's going to empty out. 5 seconds as the clock's going to empty out. Alexander, you're going to jog off the damn football field, I should say. 44-0. Gibson in front. I'll go with a 15-minute intermission clock. Blue Devils going to jog off. So reset the clock. 44-0, 15 minutes on the intermission clock. We'll go ahead and finish up rushing. Rushing department, national stats. In third place at this point, number 22, in 10 ball games, Timothy Caffey. Timothy Caffey, he's from Hubbard High School in Hubbard, Ohio. He's 5'11", 205. He's rushed in 10 games for 2,287 yards. That's 228.7 per ball game average. He's carried the ball 267 yards. Timothy Caffey has 33 touchdowns on the ground. Let's talk about national football high school stats. But first, we'll mention, we are at halftime, Tipton Blue Devils football. We ask you to kindly promote the following support sponsors for helping to make this Blue Devils football game available on internet radio. PutMeInSports.com. Thank you for listening. And we are thankful to our Blue Devils sponsors for 2021. And they are Rutledge Well Drilling, along with Indiana Express Rentals, Michelle Garman, Tipton Tribune, AGM Auto, Encompass Credit Union, Blue Devil Boilermaker, Tipton Ace Hardware, Nobleville Trophies, Tree Guy, Tree Removal, Rick's Auto Sales and Service, Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, Dean's Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts, Casey's Dumpsters, Jim Dandy Restaurants, Bowl 32, Nobleville, and Big Dog Pizza, Reynolds Farm Equipment, and Titus Bakery, a new Remax Realty in Tipton, Discount Copies, and Atlanta Herb Festival. That's the fourth weekend in September. Are you ready, Sam? All right, we're going to unplug this right now. One moment, we'll be right back. Okay, Sam, you're going to pick them again. You're pretty good at this. NFL Week 8, did you watch last night's ball game, Green Bay in Arizona?
I did. I saw that. I saw something like Green Bay. Can't do it that one. Upset in Arizona's perfect record.
No doubt. You're exactly right. I was kind of for Green Bay to get beat.
Yeah. I thought it'd be pretty cool for an NFL team to go 17-0, but.
You know that grass surface that they have there, they roll that outside, roll it back in for the game.
Really? I didn't even know that. Yeah. They put a lot of work into those pro fields.
Alright, coming up to Sunday. Sunday they got 1 o'clock games. There's going to be 8 of them. 1 o'clock starts. What do you think about Carolina and Atlanta?
I think I'm going to have to go Carolina with that one.
That'd be okay. Miami is going to be at Buffalo.
I got Buffalo at that one with all this, with all this controversy about Tua and not having a steady quarterback and all that. I think Josh Allen.
You pay pretty good attention, don't you?
Yeah, I like the NFL. I think Buffalo is definitely going to come through with that one.
I like the NFL, too. More than college, how about you?
I've always been more of a college football fan, but I haven't really been paying much attention this year.
It's hard to keep track of college.
There's many more teams in college football than there is NFL.
All right, San Francisco is going to be at Chicago.
I think Justin Fields is going to find his groove. I think Chicago is going to come through with that one.
You're probably right. How about Pittsburgh at Cleveland?
I'm going to have to go Cleveland. Yeah, I'm going to have to go Cleveland. Baker's doing a great job with what he was put into when he was drafted. I'm going to have to go Cleveland.
Well, Case Keenum, not too bad.
Yeah, he's pretty good. But
I'm going to go with Mayfield, even though he's got that bummed up left shoulder.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a strong shoulder, so that's always a plus.
He gets that one on the shoulder, you see it.
Yeah, you can definitely tell.
Okay, how about Philadelphia at Detroit?
I'm going to have to go Philadelphia at that one. Jalen Hurts, I think he's one of the most underrated quarterbacks in the league. I think he's going to come through with that one.
That sounds good. How about the L.A. Rams at Houston?
L.A. is definitely going to come. I can definitely see L.A. coming through with that one. Matt Stafford, he's doing a hell of a job this year.
He's doing a pretty good job. He's on a team that he really wants to be on.
Yeah, he's finally found his place. He's always been a great quarterback, but I don't think Detroit was his place.
Tennessee Titans at Indianapolis.
Yeah. I'd really love to see him to get that win, but Tennessee's just on such a good roll. I'm going to have to go Tennessee.
Cincinnati at the Jets.
Cincinnati for sure. They've first in their division. Joe Burrow's just balling out every week. Cincinnati's coming through with that one.
New England Patriots at the L.A. Chargers.
I'm going to have to go Chargers with that. Yeah, that's yeah. Herbert's real good. I'm going to have to go Chargers. Hell of an arm on that guy.
How about Jacksonville at Seattle?
I think I got Jacksonville in that. Oddly enough, I think I got Jacksonville on that. I mean, Trevor Lawrence is going to have a great game. I got Jacksonville.
That sounds good. How about Washington at Denver?
That's a tough one. I think I'm going to say Denver. I think Drew Lock's a pretty good quarterback. I'm going to say Denver.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers at New Orleans.
Tampa Bay is a powerhouse this year. I definitely got Tampa Bay winning.
You're probably right. Okay, Sunday night football. Sunday night football, 8:20. It's going to be the Dallas Cowboys at the Minnesota Vikings.
Talking to a Vikings fan right here, I am going to have to say, really? I didn't know that. I think if Dak plays, he'll come through with the win. If he doesn't, I'm going to have to go to Minnesota.
Okay, that sounds good. How about Monday Night Football, 8:15, New York Giants at the Kansas City Chiefs?
With Mahomes just not playing to his ability, I don't know if they'll find it this week, but I'm going to have to go Giants. I think that Daniel Jones has been playing really good. Even with all the injuries, he's been doing real well.
One thing about Mahomes and all these commercials they do.
I think he's got a lot of distractions from being such a popular guy. He's just got a lot of distractions. I think he just takes a couple weeks to just focus on himself. I think he can go back. I think the whole team can go back to being the team that they have the ability to be. I think it's just a lot of distractions.
Okay, I agree. I'm going to throw a baseball question at you. You know, Houston has 1-1. Atlanta Braves has 1-1. They're at Atlanta tonight. Who's going to win?
I got Braves coming through with that one. Pretty big Braves fan. Love Dansby. Love their infield. And, I don't know, not a big Astros fan after the whole scandal, speeding scandal. So I think I definitely got Braves tonight, home game, and hopefully Braves split series.
Do you remember when Deion Sanders played for the Braves?
I do remember that. I do remember that. He's quite the athlete.
Played for the Cowboys, played for the San Francisco 49ers. He played for everybody.
He played for plenty of teams, a lot of sports.
Pretty athletic guy.
Yeah, real athletic, and he will make, if you watch him today, he'll make sure you know that.
Played for my favorite team, Cincinnati Reds.
Yeah, I do remember that. Not quite, you know, a little.
Do you remember Bo Jackson?
Big Bo Jackson fan. Drew Servies is a big Bo Jackson fan.
You remember Bo Jackson? He did something that nobody else has done, and that is he hit a home run in the All-Star game, and in the same year, he scored a touchdown for the Raiders.
Yeah, he was, I mean, Bo Jackson, he's a legend. His stories are just, sometimes they're so crazy, you just don't know whether you can believe him or not.
I think I messed up. He just scored a touchdown in the Pro Bowl. So he was in an All-Star game and the Pro Bowl same year.
Yeah, he did it all. I think he was one of the only people to score in the All-Star game in two different sports.
I wish Bo Jackson was still going.
Oh, I do. Yeah, he'd be quite the man.
What about Byron Leftwich? You know what I'm talking about?
I do not.
He called the plays for Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah. I don't know too much about him. I definitely heard the name.
No, not too long ago.
Really? Yeah.
Jacksonville.
Was it? Not sure.
He was quarterback at Jacksonville. Now he's calling plays. I mean, I didn't realize he was that smart, but evidently he is sharp.
Oh, yeah. I bet he is. I mean, to be an NFL quarterback, your football IQ has to be through the roof.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, well, let's talk about the Tipton Blue Devil basketball. Are you looking forward to that?
Oh, I'm looking forward to that a lot. There's a lot of real good players on our team. Nate Powell, he's returned going to be a 4-year starter this year. Hopefully breaks 1,000 points this year. He's an animal on the court, always has been. And then we got Aiden Toll, 3-point shooter. He snipes from any range. And then the whole underclass, this freshman sophomore class, freshman Grady Carpenter, he's going to be the next 1,000 point scorer out of school, too.
How many guys on the team do you think can dunk it?
Well, right now we got Nate Powell. He can throw it down. Sam Ridgway, he can throw it down. Vince Hoover, he can throw it down. We got Grady Carpenter is almost there. We sit with him he sits at my lunch table. Tells me about it a lot. He's getting real close at these off-season workouts. I believe right now that's about it, but I think there's going to be a lot.
Well, your coach, Cliff Hawkins, that guy has coached over 900 games.
Yeah, and he's won about 520, somewhere around that. I mean, I talked to him all the time. He's a great guy, great teacher, great coach. I mean, there's nothing not to love about the guy.
Tipton's pretty known for their defense.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of good defensive players. Nate Bell, I think, he's one of the best defensive players the school's ever had. Aiden Toll, lockdown. Sam Ridgway, being that tall, just lockdown defense. Nolan Swan, I think he's a very underrated defensive player, but he can lock some people down.
You guys got a rematch coming up. It's going to be December 21st with Blackford.
Yeah, I think we can beat him this year. You know, I mean, last year they have Luke Brown leading scorer in the state. He was crazy. He's at Ball State now. I mean, props to him. He was a ball player. That's what he did. But I think without him, I think they can win this year.
I say, well, Luke Brown's going to have to set out 1 year at Ball State.
Yeah, I think from the transfer rules, from going to Stetson to Ball State, he's going to that year. But I think next year he'll find his groove and he'll be a pretty key part of Ball State because he's a ball player. That's what he does.
When I saw he was playing at Ball State, I was hoping that he would play against Gus Etchison, because Gus Etchison would be playing him on, I think, the 29th of January at Ball State.
Yeah. Not this year, but, I mean, I could talk about Gus Etchison for hours. He was an amazing ball player. I've talked to him before. He's a real, He's a real cool guy on and off the court. Crazy athlete. When we played them last year at home, played Heights at home, he had a backboard block on defense. I swear he about touched the top of the backboard. He could get up there so high. And in pregame, he was throwing down windmills. He's a crazy athlete. Props to that guy as well.
After the last 15 years, sports is at that game. And I'm also mentioning, he gets it kind of naturally because his dad, Tony Edgerton, is third or fourth all-time leading scorer at the Noblesville Millers.
Yeah, he's up there. He was a great guy. I didn't know him personally. My dad knew him. He was a great guy. He was a great basketball player. He's a great person.
Yeah, he had a pretty good college career along with his brothers. All three of them went Division I.
Yeah, that family's pretty good at basketball.
I'll take that back. Tony went to Mercer. Eric went to Rice, and Tim went to Savannah, Georgia.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, that whole family can just ball out whenever they want to. And it's even Gus and then Tillman Esten, the underclassman, he's gonna be the next key part to Ice, and I think he's gonna do just as well as Gus could.
I tell you what, this is gonna be a fun matchup. You guys gonna play Hamilton Heights at Hamilton Heights this year?
Yeah, Hamilton Heights got that new renovation. I played there last year, and it's great facilities, great court, great locker rooms. That place is state of the art, and I think it's gonna be a fun game this year. It's gonna be a good game to watch, good game to play.
Game for
putting me in sports, man.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I think they're getting ready to warm up here. They got 3 minutes back on the clock. I tell you what, you're a great interview. Thanks for doing it again.
Appreciate it.
Very welcome. Thank you. That is Sam Williams. Sam Williams is going to be on the court for the Blue Devils coming up here in a few weeks into November. We'll see if that happens. We'll see if the Blue Devils are available to play basketball. They may still be playing football when those games start. So we'll go ahead and mention a little bit about the receiving department in the National Football High School stats. Number one, these are the top three. Number one is number 32, Dalton Bailey. He's a senior from 60 Valley High School in Buell, Alabama. He's 6'1", 182. He's caught 1,412 yards through the air. And I will mention that he plays basketball and football. If you want to visit him on Twitter, the address is @Dalton_Bailey20. That's @Dalton_Bailey20. Number two position, national receiving records. Number 35, Luke Livingston. Luke Livingston, 5'11", 180. From Timpanogos High School. That's in Orem, Utah. He plays basketball and football. He's caught passes for 1,393 yards. And you can get him on Twitter, @Livingston. Again, that's @Livingston. Third position, national football receiving. Number three is Cody Hagan. Cody is a senior in 10 ball games. He's caught for 1,366 yards. He goes to high school in Corner Canyon High School, Draper, Utah. He's 6'1", 180. He's got 14 touchdowns through the air. He's caught 65 passes. Again, that's 1,366 yards. To get ready for second half action. Clock empties out. 44-0, Tipton in front. Blue Devils settled on their sideline. They'll receive the opening kickoff second half. Mercy rule will be implemented. The clock will begin when the ball is touched on the receiving end, and then they'll run a running clock. at 12 minutes straight through. They'll stop it for timeouts and for if there are any injuries. They may stop it at the reception here and let it start on the first snap. We'll find out. It's kind of different in most places you go. So Tipton, take that back. Tipton going to kick off. Tipton going to kick off from the west to the east. That's from our right to our left. Football going to be delivered right now. Going to wipe it off. Dakota Ferg, he elects to put the T right there at the left hash. Middle of the field is just not a good place to set the ball to kick it. And the Dakota Ferg, the whitest uniform of any of them for the Blue Devils. Here's the approach to the kick. Line drive going to be caught in the air inside the 20, about the 17-yard line on the return. He's going to go the distance. Number 6 is going to be Max Nagelrode. He's going to be caught from behind. It's going to be a drag down there. It's going to be on the back of the shirt. Not sure if a flag came in. Tackle is made. But I think he got the shirt. You got to be inside the shoulder pad in order to get a horse collar. You got to have pretty good eyesight as an official to differentiate the shoulder pad and the jersey. I believe that was a jersey tackle from behind right there. Very good return. It's going to be first and goal for Alexandria right there inside the 10-yard line. Going to spot it right there at the 5, just outside the 5-yard line. They're going to line up in a shotgun. Single man in the backfield is Nagelrode. Snap comes in. Kenneth Martin going to dive forward. Going to get down to the 2, maybe the 2.5. We're going to plug this back in. Second down goal. Going to pick up about 3. That's Kenneth Martin from the shotgun. Dives it forward. 3 hole. Left side. 10:27 clock moving. Mercy rule. Going to dive it in. Touchdown. Touchdown Alexandria. Number 6, Max Nagelrode. Nagelrode picked up his 5th touchdown on the ground this season. They'll try the point after. So they'll spot it right there. See if they'll try to boot it through or they'll go for 2. Play's going to come in. They're going to go for 2. Abram May brings the play in to Chance Martin. Clock still rolling. Mercy rule. Clock will continue to move except for timeouts and injuries. They're going for 2. Shotgun formation, Chance Martin. Most of the way, McGuire drops it. Shoved it right there. It's going to be a sweep. And they'll be caught in the backfield. Should be on the motion. Point after is no good. 9:31, they're going to stop the clock, wait for the kickoff. And that's new. Clock should be moving. Yes, it should be moving. And they're moving it now, 9:25. So McGuire is going to get a football right there. He's going to boot it away. He's going to use the orange tee. He likes to lean that ball backwards. They're working from right there. And McGuire, sophomore, punter, kicker. He tried the PATs, but that time they went for 2. You're going to spot it right there. And 8:32 on the wristwatch. 8:47 on the game clock. We're in the third quarter. 44-6. Alexandria puts it in on the opening drive, second half. They draw back to kick off. 7-yard deep soccer style. Dave McGuire, the approach. Onside kick will be covered up right there by Chase Higgins. About 13 yards away from the kick. Chase Higgins with some good hands on the onside kick.
the Blue Devils going to take over. Blue Devils going to have some new personnel in the ball game. Ball spotted at the 47. Spidell going to be the quarterback. Spidell going to step in. Where's number 10? Spidell, a freshman, 6'2", 165. What a lot of people wouldn't do to be 6'2", it's 165 as a freshman. There's a snap. He's going to hand off. Center Griffin. Center Griffin caught there behind the line of scrimmage. Going to lose a couple. Going to move the ball closer to the middle of the field. Going to be second down 12. Clock moving 7:22. Third quarter. 44-6. Tipton in front with the halftime 44-0. Alexandria put it in the end zone after a good return on the opening kickoff. Credit the touchdown to Max Nagelrod. Shotgun formation. Spidell, single man in the backfield. Instead of Griffin, high snap. He'll run himself to follow up the blocking. He's going to get a positive gain. Pretty good move right there to get 4 yards back, but he'll be in between the six. It's going to be third down, 7. Third and 7, they're going to nose it up right there at midfield. Clock moving, 6:30 left in the third quarter. Third down, they're calling it 8 on the board. So from the left hash, Blue Devils, they got a slot left. Split right, single man in the backfield is Sutter Griffin. Right side is Spidell. Spidell calling the cadence. High snap. Going to get over the head of Spidell. Going to be falling on by Sutter Griffin. Going to be a major loss, but going to keep control of the football. They'll be able to punt it out of there. Good recovery from Sutter Griffin. It's going to bring up fourth down, 22. So punt formation for Levi Burkett. Levi Burkett going to stand 15 yards back. That's good depth for high school, for college, for pro. If that snapper can get it there, it's a beautiful place to punt the ball from. Clock still moving, 5:22, third quarter. Going to go slot left, slot right, and stopping the play. Tipton's going to call timeout. Play clock was getting close. Timeout Tipton. They'll save 5 yards, use a timeout. From the 35-yard line, Blue Devils are going to line up again in punt formation. So 5:09 remaining, third quarter. National rankings, football. National rankings, these were determined on October 26th. Modern day, they're at number 1. They're from Santa Ana, California. Number 2 is IMG Academy from Bradenton, Florida. Number 3 is Westlake from Austin, Texas. Number 4 is St. John Bosco, Bellflower, California. Number 5 is Servite, that's in Anaheim, California. 6 is Bergen Catholic, Oradell, New Jersey. 7 is Collins Hill, Suwanee, Georgia. Number 8 is Center Grove from Greenwood, Indiana. Number 9 is Katy High School, Katy, Texas. And number 10 is Chandler High School, Chandler, Arizona. Back to punt, 15 yards deep, is Levi Burkett. Snap's good. Burkett's going to get a boot away, and it's going to bounce once, twice. It's going to be falling on him. He's trying to make the best of it. He gets a couple yards on the return. A couple yards on the return for McGuire. Gabe McGuire, punt return. The punter, the kicker, punt return and kickoff return. Gabe McGuire, sophomore, 5'10", 166. Pretty versatile young man. As mentioned, sophomore class, 18 in the sophomore class. Senior class for Alexandria, they have 9. Junior class, they have 7. 18 sophomores and 8 freshmen. 42 on their roster. They'll line up in a shotgun once again, pretty close to a pistol for Chance Martin. Takes the snap and reverse out, pitch it right side. It's Maple Road. Maple Road going to be tackled out of bounds. They drag him out of bounds. Clock does not stop. Clock's still moving. 3:47, third quarter. He's going to get a positive gain. He'll pick up about 3.5. I'm going to call it second down 6 on the board. Ball spotted out to the 29-yard line. So Blue Devils defensively ready to go. Here comes the line under up to the ball right there, Alexandria. Slot left, split right, single man to backfield. And take it himself, he'll dive forward, and he'll get to the 40. Take that back to the 30-yard line. Third down, 5. 3:54, clock moving. So, spotted right there at the 30, put the ball down. Center position, Caleb Coriel. They'll line up in a wing right motion. Shotgun snap. Going to be taken by number 7. That's McGuire. McGuire got a first down on the run. He'll go left side. Break contain. They'll move to 6. Clock moving. 2:22. McGuire enters the ball game. 5'10", 170. McGuire came into the ballgame with 15 carries for 144 yards. 9.6 average. You've got that average right there. Slot right, split left, wing left, single man to backfield. Calling the cadence. Dave McGuire. Gonna hand off right side. Right up the gut. He's gonna get a positive gain. Not a whole lot, maybe a couple. He'll set the stick, pick up 2, which will be second down 8. Play comes in from the sideline, number 5, Cade Abshire. Cade Abshire, sophomore, 5'11", 170. They've got a lot of sophomores playing in this ballgame. Single man in the backfield. Cade McGuire called McCade from the shotgun. Going to hand off, dives it forward. Be close to a first down. He'll pick up a first down. Max Maple Road into Blue Devil territory. Going to be tackled right there at the 36. Credit to tackle number 22, Jacob Smith. He's a freshman, 5'5", 125. Makes the tackle on senior athlete Maple Road. First down. Clocks inside a minute. Third quarter. Going to spot it right there. Just 37, maybe the 38. Shotgun formation. Dave McGuire, slot left, split right. Take that back. Chance Martin back in the ballgame. He'll pitch it forward. He'll get a credit for a pass. Making the catch right there, Carson Cuneo. Cuneo, 5'11", 171. Cuneo entered the ballgame with 10 receptions, 90 yards. 10 is his average. His long is 26. Back in the ballgame, number 5, Kate Abshire. Cuneo taking a breather. Clock's going to empty out, third quarter. 2-1. And third quarter is complete. At the end of 3, Tipton, 44. Alexandria, 6. And we'll talk about tackles. We'll talk about tackles. High school sports. High school stats, total tackles. We'll mention at number 1 in the nation, number 55 in 9 ball games, Levi Andrews from Avery County High School in Newland, North Carolina. He's 6'3", 240. He's got 192 total tackles. 115 of those are solos. He's got 2 quarterback sacks. He's got 1 interception. In second position, another senior, number 33, Savas O'Farrell. O'Farrell attends Service High School in Anchorage, Alaska. He's 6 foot, 225. Solo tackles, 106. Total tackles, 182. He's got one quarterback sack. In third position, National Football total tackles. He wears number 12. He's a senior, Carter Johnson. Amarillo High School, Amarillo, Texas. 5'11", 205. He's got 166 tackles. 36 of them are solos. Pass, long pass, throws incomplete. Clock moving, 11:47. Flag on the play. They'll sort this out. Probably going to be a holding or interference. Double check on the umpire. Going to let us know. He's going to get where he can be visualized from the press box. It's going to be illegal push. Interference on Tipton. Interference on the Blue Devils. That'll be a 15-yard mark off, not a spot foul. So they'll move it closer to the goal line for Alexandria. They'll spot it around the 20, just beyond the 20-yard line. Going to nose it up to the 20. Clock still moving, 10:57 in the fourth quarter. Shotgun formation. Chance Martin. To call the signal. It's going to be a reverse. Reverse. Going to be McGuire. McGuire's going to make it to the end zone. Reverse is good. From 20 yards out, Chance Martin takes the handoff, gives it to Gabe McGuire, and McGuire takes it in for a score. Gabe McGuire puts it in. 12 points for Alexandria, 44-12. And Gabe McGuire puts it in. 53 is McGuire's long. That's his second touchdown run on the season. They'll line up with a slot. They'll go for two. Chance Martin, shotgun. Single man in the backfield is Max Nagelrode. He'll go out the backfield now, empty backfield. Slow snap. He'll pick it back up. Ball's loose. Martin jumps on it, but it meant nothing. Could not advance it. Point after touchdown. No good. They went for two. 44-12. 9:41 clock will start evidently. Stop. Evidently. So I'm going to try to line this up for a kick. And, so, 44-12. I'm going to hand the key right there to sophomore athlete, Gabe McGuire. So, conversation. Just try to stick the dry point right there on the line. McGuire, his yellow gold pants are all mud-colored now. Why game? I tell you what, a muddy game. A lot of that happening around the state of Indiana, especially this region. So they'll spot it right here near the middle of the field. Yeah. Yeah, clock runs, except for injuries and timeouts. So here comes the approach. McGuire, end under end, going to bounce once, taking on the run right there for Nate Powell. He's looking for a hole. He's out the midfield. Ball may have come loose. They're going to say it did come loose. Alexandria's showing some excitement. Alexandria coming up with the football. So Alexandria will take over after the ball comes loose on the return for Powell. Powell is entitled. I say what, Powell is carrying a lot of football. His ratio for fumbles lost is very, very small, very low. So the ball spotted out to the 50-yard line. right there where the mud's at. Clock moving, 8:43. Late substitution for Alexandria, Kate Abshire. They'll line up in a slot. Now Abshire's going to jog off the field. They've got 11. So they'll drop in the throw. Chance Martin. Martin will throw it in the flat. It's going to be incomplete. Ball's incomplete. Defense good right there by Sutter Griffin. 8:12, clock moving. They'll respond at the 50-yard line, middle of the field. Second down, 10. Substitution in there from Alexandria. Ball's nose up to the 50-yard line. Shotgun formation, Chance Martin back in the game. Single man in the backfield. Slot left, split right. Oh, try to get it around the corner. Couldn't break contain. Not much. They'll work the ball out to near the 48-yard line of Tipton. Could bring that third down. There's a spotter right there. The box is back at the 50-yard line. He'll move it to the 48. Third down, 8 for Alexandria. 7:05, clock moving, fourth quarter. 44-12. Tipton in front. Shotgun. Slot left. Split right. Going to reverse out. Pitch it left side. Nasal road. Going to work it left side. Good. Straight arm. Put you up a couple, three more yards. Tackle on the play. Carver. Nasal road. Moves it around. And numbers. A 6 almost connects there. It almost looks like an 8. 6:28, clock moving. First down for Nasal Road. It's first and 10. Moving inside the 40 near the 38-yard line. Shotgun, Chance Martin. She speaks with Nasal Road briefly. Nasal Road, the deep back. He'll hand off to Nasal Road. He'll go up the gut. Gets a positive gain. He'll get it inside the 35 to about the 34. I'm working it from the left edge. Clock moving to 5:45 left. They're going to spot it at the 34-yard, 33-yard line, I should say. Alexandria to the line of scrimmage. Blue Devils ready to defend. Motion away. Dave McGuire, low snap, picks it back up. He is off. Holding on to that football. Slide him around. Tackle made. Eli Carver in on the tackle. Nasal Road, the ball carrier. Also in on the stop is Cole Hussey. Ball spotted just shy of the 30-yard line. 5 minutes remaining, fourth quarter. From break huddle, Alexandria to the line of scrimmage. Play clock at 12. Shotgun formation. Keith Martin. Single man in the backfield. Calling the cadence. Slot right, split left. They'll hand off. They'll go two hole. Dive play for Nagel Road. Lots of Blue Devils in on the stop. So let's pop the ball right there. At the 26-yard line. Caught the 27. First and 10. Shotgun formation, Chance Martin. Nasal Road, one back, pass play. Going to lost one towards the end zone, going to be overthrown. Timing play, it's a little bit long on the throw from Chance Martin. looking for the receiver right there. Incomplete. Clock still moving. 3:42. Fourth quarter. 44-12. Hits it in front. Alexandria threatening. Ball's at the left hash. Kent Martin shotgun formation. Single man in the backfield is Nasal Road. Max Nasal Road dropping to throw. Screen play, middle screen, hits the back of a lineman. That's the illegal touching. Illegal touching not going to be called this late in the ballgame. So they'll re-spot it. Back to the 26. Clock still moving inside 3 minutes. Going to huddle up once again. Alexandria. Rain game for the duration of it. Watcher everywhere. Watcher and mud. Wouldn't want to be the laundry person of either team. Handoff up the middle. Nagel Road. Nagel Road going to move the pile. Move it forward. Going to be close. Going to call a first down. Nagel Road runs for another first down for Alexandria. Clock moving. 2:22 left. They're going to spot the ball just outside the 15. They're going to spot it right at the 15. Nose it up. 2:09 left in the ballgame. 44-12. Tips it in front. Alexandria trying to put it in the end zone. Low snap and picked up by the Nagel Road. Nagel Road going to dive it inside the 10 to the 9-yard line. Clock moving, 1:45. They're going to have to get some urgency if they want to try to put it in the end zone once again. They will. They'll line up at the line of scrimmage. Shotgun, Chance Martin, single man in the backfield, Nagel Road. Low snap again. Martin picked it up. He's going to go down to his knee right there and dive it forward. It'll be a loss of one. Ball's back to the 10-yard line. First and goal. Excuse me, check that. Ball's at the 10-yard line. Third down goal. So they'll spot it right there at the left hash. Chance Martin in the shotgun. Split out wide left. Shot, excuse me, slot right, wide right. Anyway, hands off up the middle. He'll pick up a couple. Nagel Road. Nagel Road takes it inside the 10. Fourth down for the Tigers. I guess they can get a first down. It's fourth and two. Clock moving. 40 seconds left. Shotgun formation. Chance Martin is going to drop the throw. Pass play. Right side is open. McGuire. Touchdown. Pass play. Kill o'clock. I'd kill o'clock for next appointment. There, now we're going to let him go for it. So they'll go for the big guy in the backfield. 3:12. 76. See, that's going to empty the clock out. Yes, that's it. Ball game's over. No extra points, Kemp. Final score, Tipton, 44. Alexandria, 18. We thank you for listening. We thank my wife back home for her sound checks. And stay tuned. Next week, Tipton will probably be at home next week. And they'll either play Eastbrook or LaPel. Blue Devils home game next week, 7 p.m. We'll start at 6:30. Thank you for listening. No matter if you're home or away, teaching or learning, you've always got to keep the fire burning.